This is Margo Berdyshevsky, reading of Silk and Missive. Did our adolescent lips heat once or more under one or many starfalls between sands on a northern American peninsula? Then recall, between snowfall and crocus days now in my middle years, a missive from some once upon now man then boy finds me. I think of you often, it says. Didn't we? And I imagine for a minute's car crash, I see his slender feet in sandals. Did we meet in the atelier of the brother of famed Isadora? I who studied her dance when I was younger, than the nubile me the male evokes, fawn-eyed high kicker to be, I who'd rolled in sands and orgasmed with strangers under bridges later, played silent women on Broadway stages and written a poem whose first word was clitoris later. I who'd twirled in tune with brave, bold, shocking Isadora, her acolytes teaching me to prance in her signature short silken tunics and bare toes, and later to love Dionysian sandals, my long, thin limbs naked then. And did this middle-aged missive man hunt me in my middle years? Didn't he sell sandals in that peninsula town when we were? And didn't I hunt for the signature sandals in that peninsula town of our adolescence and there met that boy turned wide-girthed older man who missived me in my middle years chase for anything named passion? In an archaeologist's gathering of detail, like poison earth-gripped plants, did I find that Isadora had died between spokes of her car wheels and her long silk scarf caught in its turning? And didn't I find later in my hunt that wild and daring as she was in Paris, where I wake today, Paris, with the crocus stabbing through not yet spring. Was he a kiss or more? I stumble memory in the dark, and the same man writes again to say, yes, he sold sandals in that long ago shop, and yes, that is where we met. And did I know? No, I did not. That Isadora had bedded the heir of the Singer Sewing Machine Company in 1906. Heir who gave a black Rolls Royce to his lover, Isadora, fierce woman founder of barefoot modern dance in Paris. And their child died in tragedy when the chauffeur-driven car plunged into the Seine in 1913. And in 27, Isadora herself died, strangled by her long, long silken scarf, snagged in the wheel of a roadster on the sun-stained Riviera. And her brother crafted to-order sandals in her honour and sold them later on a peninsula. And it was later told that on that roadster ride she was departing for a tryst with a young race car driver and that her last words were, "Je vais à l'amour." Did I know a little or all of that? Between this winter's snowfall and crocus forcing through chill, I whisper, have I ever loved? And where is my next stranger? And did that sandal boy maybe, at least, I don't remember, make me cry?